Nobody else is responsible for making sure that you live a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. Nobody else is responsible for making sure you take the trip that you've always wanted to take. And nobody else is responsible for making sure you achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And so, if nobody else is responsible for this, why do they get a say in what steps you take to achieve those goals? Guys, welcome back to another episode of Health Talk. My name is Morgan, your host, and today we are going to talk about what to do if you're made fun of for your exercise routine or your diet. And I kind of struggled on how to even title this episode because there's not really a specific word or a specific phrase to describe exactly what I want to talk about today. But basically, I really just wanted to talk about like the crap that you could catch for trying to be a healthy person. And truthfully, maybe it's just me who has experienced this before in their lifetime and nobody else has. I don't know. But generally, when you're trying to achieve a certain goal, and that can be health and fitness related, or it can just be career related or whatever, it usually does come along with a certain amount of naysayers, people who just want to talk negative and find something bad to say about something that you're doing, even though it is the best thing for you. And I can give you an example of ways that this has happened to me in more than one way, and I'll touch on all those different ways. But one thing that I can say is generally, for example, when people go on vacation or they go to visit friends or they go to visit family, a lot of times their health and fitness routine will kind of fall off the wagon. They don't really work out. They don't stay on track with their diet, and that's just because in their mind they're on vacation and they don't want to. But for me, I generally do try to follow a pretty healthy lifestyle, obviously, or I wouldn't be sitting here on a microphone preaching to you about how to do the right thing regarding health and fitness. But with that comes a certain level of decision making that I make on a daily basis. And when I do go places, when I do travel or visit friends or family, I typically still stick to the same routine. That doesn't mean I feel like I always have to, but I just enjoy it and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like if I do exercise for the day or get my steps in for the day, I can enjoy myself more if we go out to eat. Or whatever it may be, it just makes me feel better. So I've pretty much revolved my life around this whole fitness thing. And when I'm not teaching fitness, whether that be in person or online, when I'm not doing this podcast or writing articles or doing videos about health and fitness, I do really miss it. So when I travel or when I'm not doing these things, it helps me to also work out because I can try new things and I can come up with ideas. So when I get back into it, I feel like I have some new and exciting stuff that I'm bringing to people. So anyways, the point of this is I generally work out when I'm away from home and I truly don't ever feel like I need a vacation from it. I love what I do and when I'm not doing it, I miss it. So when I'm not home, I work out just to feel my best, not because I feel like I have to. And I also try to eat pretty healthy. Now, I don't go off the deep end with this. I don't go crazy when I'm on a vacation. And really, that's just because I don't feel good if I don't eat well. So, the whole point of that whole narrative was... Have you ever been like on a vacation or out to dinner with a friend or a family member who wants to poke fun at you for eating a certain way? They think you're not eating enough or you're not getting enough nutrients because you're ordering a salad with avocado and lean proteins over a heavier, more calorie-dense meal like they're getting. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about if this has ever happened to you before. For me, this doesn't really bother me too much. It used to a lot, but not anymore because I really know my stuff now. I know that I could probably crush somebody with nutrition facts right then and there. I could pinpoint all the physiological responses that their body is going to have from eating the particular meal that they're eating, including inflammation, digestive responses, caloric surpluses. But I also know that nobody wants to hear that at dinner or on a vacation. And I know that I'm right for doing what's best for me and my body, and that somebody making fun of me for doing that is just, you know, something that they're doing for a reason that's bothering them. And that's really all you need to remember. You don't need to know all the physiological responses that the body has to somebody, or that the body has when somebody eats something, just to tell somebody to mind their own business and don't worry about, you know, what I'm doing. Now, we're going to talk about nicer ways to say that later on, but the purpose of this episode is to help you deal with those type of responses if you're getting that a lot during your health and fitness routine and your health and fitness journey, or if you're getting that a lot just in other aspects of your life. So maybe some of you have never heard of this before, and you're very confused about what I'm talking about. And if that's the case, congratulations, that's awesome, because you have a really solid support system in place then and really supportive people around you. But if you're like me and this is something that does happen to you, it used to happen to me more so back in the day than it does now, but I think we should talk about it more. So particularly as somebody who doesn't eat meat, I get this a ton. Where do you get your protein from? Can't you develop an iron deficiency eating that way? The list goes on and on. I hear these things all day long. And while most of those things are true, I've educated myself enough to know that realistically, I'm probably nourishing my body as well, if not better than most people out there. And I'm not saying that I know it all and I know how to do everything the best when it comes to these situations, but I know enough to know that I shouldn't feel bad for doing what's best for my body. Now, I don't know exactly why people do this. I don't know why they make fun of you for doing something that's good for you or that makes you feel good. It could be for a lot of different reasons. It could be simply they're trying to start a conversation with you, which isn't the best way to go about it, but, you know, nonetheless, they could be trying. It could also come from a place of insecurity. Maybe that person is feeling a little bit guilty for not living a healthier lifestyle themselves, and they want to make you feel bad about it so that they can make themselves feel better. And my advice to you, regardless of what the reason is don't let it get to you. And this is a lot easier said than done, but if you find it's happening a lot, come up with a rational response that explains why you're doing what you're doing. And just say that every time someone says it to you, eventually they're going to get tired of hearing the same response. And, you know, who can argue with, I'm doing this because it makes me feel really good and I plan on doing it in the long haul. But I understand your perspective. I appreciate it. Simple as that. Who can argue with it? I find people tend to have this type of reaction for anything that people do that is out of the ordinary. It doesn't just have to be in regards to your exercise routine or your diet. People will talk about, you know, what you're doing if you're pursuing a career that's unconventional, if you take a year to travel, whatever, you name it, they'll probably talk about it. I specifically remember at one point in time, I was listening to a girl talk about this guy who was kind of trying to figure out his future and exactly what he wanted to do. And he said that he was thinking about training for the Olympics because he was an athlete and it was something that he really wanted to do. And I thought this was super cool. Like, that's awesome. But training for the Olympics doesn't pay you any money unless you're sponsored in some, you know, type of way. Because of that, the people that I was around kind of looked down on it. She mentioned that it doesn't pay. And she said, I mean, it still is like a good goal, though. It's not like he's taking a year to travel after school and find himself. And I was like blown away by this statement because either way, that's still super cool. Whether you're taking a year to travel and see the world or you're trying to train for the Olympics, how is that not awesome either way? And at that point, I realized that I probably wouldn't ever have the same mindset or the same views as some of those people around me. And if someone told me that they wanted to go travel for a year after college to learn more about themselves and to see the world, I cannot fathom looking at that as a negative thing. Of course, you do think about the things, like you want the person to be okay and financially stable and all that stuff. But as long as they have all their ducks in a row and they can support themselves, how is that not an awesome thing to do? Especially as someone who's done my fair share of traveling, it's really the best thing you can ever do. To learn about the world outside of a classroom carries so many benefits. To be able to travel on your own, to feel confident getting on flights, getting on trains, deciphering signs in other languages so you can get where you need to go. To have that experience teaches you so much more than the classroom ever will. It gets you out of your comfort zone and it makes you grow as a person. I think it's really unfortunate that people feel the need to make fun of others who are living their lives in a way that makes them happy and healthy. I really do think it's really unfortunate. I will never understand the need to put other people down for doing something that makes them happy and makes them feel good. Whether it's related to fitness or nutrition or just life in general, don't listen to what other people have to say about what you do with your life and with your body. One of my favorite quotes is that this life is not a test run. You only get one shot. And every time I'm hindered by someone's opinion, I think of that. And I remember that I need to do what's best for me, what makes me feel best, and what makes me happy. So that's just the main takeaway I want you to take out of today's episode. And just kind of remember that at the end of the day, it is your own health that you are responsible for. Nobody else is responsible for making sure that you live a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. Nobody else is responsible for making sure you take the trip that you've always wanted to take. And nobody else is responsible for making sure you achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And so if nobody else is responsible for this, why do they get a say in what steps you take to achieve those goals? So unless you're hurting somebody or, you know, obviously unless you're affecting somebody else's life in a negative way, just keep that in mind that you're not doing anything wrong and you're just doing what's best for you. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening today. And I hope this episode helped you feel a little bit better if you've been experiencing some of the same things that I have. And you do feel this every once in a while and kind of question if you're doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing and keep on track with your goals. You're so close to hitting them, so just keep on track. If you're enjoying these episodes, please rate and subscribe to this podcast. And like I said, that is it for today. And I hope you all have an awesome day.